treat each other with that's it. And I mean, the tolerance is absolutely zero.
Pentagon spokesman, Navy Captain John Kirby. Private Danny Chen was allegedly subjected to assaults and ethnic taunts and some kind of hazing. Elizabeth Uyang at the Organization of Chinese Americans.
We are cautiously optimistic about today's news. The people responsible for his death must not only be charged, but they must be found guilty.
Chen was in the 1st Striker Brigade, 25th Infantry, out of Fort Wainwright. The president talks to House Speaker John Boehner, and it's no deal on a short payroll tax cut extension. Not yet.
I'm Peter Mayer at the White House, hoping to end the stalemate. President Obama has called House Speaker Boehner to urge passage of a short-term extension of that tax break that's set to end January 1st. Spokesman Jay Carney describes House Republicans as isolated on the issue.
The House needs to act. They're not behaving in the interest of the country.
The White House also reemphasizes a willingness to work for a full-year extension of the tax break after the new year. Peter Mayer, CBS News, the White House.
Doing his part for the merchants.
All right.
And for the cameras.
All right, I'm ready.
President Obama at a pet shop. Retail shopping monitors. Shopper Track says this Christmas shopping season looks like it'll come in more than 3% better than last year. Bill Martin.
Given all of the circumstances and all the news that we've experienced this year, we think that that'll be an adequate year and that the retailers will have an opportunity to make money.
On real estate, previously owned home sales up 4 points in November, and the huge backlog of unsold homes is being eroded. Wall Street, the Dow, down 29 points, and NASDAQ has lost 37 today. Verizon Wireless was hit by a brief data outage that affected smartphone users all around the country. CNET's Maggie Reardon.
Verizon is supposed to be the most reliable network in the nation. At least that's what they say in their marketing. And that's what's really kind of, you know, troubling here is that this is the second time in a month that this company seems to be having some issues.
Verizon says its data service is back up to 4G speeds now. The new FAA rule says 10 hours crew rest minimum between duty days and 30 straight hours off sometime each month.
This new rule gives pilots enough time to get the rest they really need.
Acting FAA Administrator Michael Huerta, dog-tired pilots can lead to slowed and even wrong decisions, as we've seen. The jolly old elf in Clement Moore's poem that dressed our imaginations for what Santa looks like includes a pipe in his mouth. A Greenville, Pennsylvania tobacco shop has a window display with Santa enjoying a puff on a hookah. Tobacco only, of course. This is CBS News.
As if parents don't have enough to worry about these days, there's been a growing trend of kids having their identities stolen. Fortunately, Identity Guard KidSure now makes it easy to help protect your child's identity. KidSure uses patent-pending technology to search and monitor thousands of online data sources for information related to your child. If information is found that could be potentially harmful, you'll be alerted to it quickly. Even better, KidSure costs you less than $5 a month per child when added to your Identity Guard membership. Learn more about KidSure at identityguard.com.
Jay Farner here. Happy holidays from Quicken Loans. For the second year in a row, J.D. Power & Associates ranked Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction in primary mortgage origination. Interest rates are still historically low. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.875%, APR 4.17%. Take a few minutes out of your busy day. Call Quicken Loans at 866-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
For autistic kids, a typical Santa visit is a waterfall assault of sound. In short, they need a break from the noise.
The lights, crowds, and noise of the typical shopping mall Santa are too much for autistic children. That's why Ray Lepak is one of a growing number of sensitive Santas who meet with kids at a quiet time or place.
Just someone on their turf, one of their friends, and someone that they're not intimidated by.
The kids and their families appreciate it.
One mom said, "This is the first time in 10 years I was able to get a picture of my child with Santa."
Heather Bosch, CBS News.
State College police put a number on it. They say students at Penn State who rioted after Joe Paterno was fired as head coach did $190,000 damage. 38 people have been charged, all but three are students. The Jerry Sandusky scandals also cost the university 725 hours of police overtime. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
Dear Santa, I've been a loyal elf.
but I've wearied of making choo-choos, dollies, and the exclusionary politics of reindeer games. So I'm leaving you for Office Max. They sell gifts for less, sir. Laptops, tablets, e-readers, and more. They have highly trained helpers and elfyourself.com. Oh, I'll miss the way you ho-ho-ho. But I'm going tech, sir. Going tech.
Get a Nook tablet for $249 or Kindle Touch with special offers for $99. Gifts for less at Office Max. Offer in store only. Prices good through 12/24.
Please listen to this important announcement from Pfizer, the makers of Lipitor, atorvastatin calcium tablets. Pfizer may help you reduce the cost of your monthly Lipitor prescription. For eligible patients, Lipitor is available for as little as $4 a month with the Lipitor copay card. Terms and conditions apply. To learn more, please visit Lipitor.com. See our ad in Cooking Light magazine. Learn more at Lipitor.com or call 1-888-LIPITOR.
For the kids, it seems like an eternity, even though we're halfway there this week. Look, and we're going to have some tomorrow over, and it's going to be something.
And now, here's Bill Benica.
Little rascals. God, kids get a little bit weird around Christmas time. They get a little bit antsy and kind of unusual. But here's the thing about Christmas that's quite amazing. Everybody knows there's a new car smell. Everybody likes that. But there's also a thing called a new toy smell, and a lot of kids like that too. Except unless this.
And you might want to give toys a sniff before you buy them for your kids. Consumer Reports told Jen Westhoven if toys have a certain smell, it could be dangerous. So we're talking about toy safety. We talk a lot about BPA, but there are other chemicals you have to worry about, too. Jody, how do you know? How would you have any idea if things have chemicals that aren't good for kids?
Yeah, sometimes it's impossible to tell, but there is one clue that will let you know if there's phthalates in something, which is a dangerous plastic coating that can mess with kids' hormones and endocrine systems, just something you want to avoid. The clue is if it smells like a plastic shower curtain, it's probably got phthalates in it, and you really don't want to have it around your kids.
Like the twister mat,
I'm sorry to say. Yeah. And a lot of little activity mats for kids, you know, those little thin plastic things that fold up, you know, and open the box and take a little sniff. And if it smells like that, you just really don't want to get it for your child.
Some good info there. And you can check out more of our shopping tips from Consumer Reports at HLNTV.com.
This is Talk is Cheap. With Bill Benica. The Friends and Neighbors Network.
Have you ever worked with Coastal Computers? Coastal Computers is here for the small business. The small business that needs computers, technology, and networking to stay even and be competitive. They're here for the small business that can't afford to hire a computer staff. They're here for the small business that needs to get it right the first time, who can't afford the pain and the horror stories that we've all heard about. Coastal Computers has been making the tough stuff easy for over 25 years with lots of happy clients. They're worth a call at 543-9047. Call 543-9047. Coastal Computers, Microsoft, Intel, and networking specialists. 543-9047 or visit ccslo.com. ccslo.com right now. The small business favorite's favorite, ccslo.com. Coastal Computers.
Charter Internet is keen on giving you more. Not a little more, a big more, as in more speed, which means more streaming hoops, more celebrity scoops, more posts, more boasts, more webcam, more cousin Pam. By delivering more speed, we make the web more fun. Moreover, it doesn't cost more. To learn more or sign up today, visit charter.com/freefast. Increase for Express and Plus customers. Only service not available in all areas. Other restrictions may apply.
Your favorite word is not rutabaga, shimmy, or Xanadu. No, your favorite word is free, because it makes other words better, like guilt-free, termite-free, and faster internet speeds for free. That's what Charter customers just got, allowing them to feel footloose and fancy-free as they download more freely. Don't have Charter internet? Feel free to sign up at charter.com/freefast. Increase for Express and Plus customers only. Service not available in all areas. Other restrictions may apply.
Sometimes restrictions that apply. Hey, can I mention something? Dr. Carol Phillips is bringing us a talking sheet today, and this is from Swiss Dental Center, and so she's the preeminent person that does teeth implants. And so I'm saying to myself, well, you know, you might right before Christmas, that might not be the Christmas gift that you have in mind, but right after Christmas, when you've suffered through trying to chew your dinner and everything, and then you find out you can't, you might say to yourself, I think I should go see Dr. Carol. I think you should. So Swiss Dental Center, you go to SwissDentalCenter.com and get all the scoop right there. Let's do our highlight in history, our flashback, our thingy from the Tribune today. Highlight in history: on December 21st in 1861, President Abraham Lincoln signed a congressional act authorizing the Navy Medal of Honor. And obviously things changed. In 1620, pilgrims aboard the Mayflower went ashore for the first time at present-day Plymouth, Massachusetts. In 1945, General George S. Patton died in Heidelberg, Germany, of injuries from a car accident. In 1988, 270 people were killed when a terrorist bomb exploded aboard a Pan Am Boeing 747 over Lockerbie, Scotland, sending records crashing to the ground. 1 year ago, the Census Bureau announced that the nation's population on April 1, 2010, was 308,745,538, up from 281.4 million a decade earlier. And now we've the Earth is we got how many? The entire planet, we got 7 billion. Is that right? Okay, that's a lot of people. Move over. Today's birthday: former Penn State football coach Joe Paterno is 85 and not having a really big birthday, I don't think. Actor Samuel Jackson is 63. Actor comedian Ray Romano is 54. Rock musician Anna Bulbrook from Airborne Toxic Event, one of my favorites, is 29 today. So, what is that? Happy birthday to them. Happy birthday to you if it's yours today.
Happy birthday to you.
Most smokehouse barbecues would knock them out of the park over and over with their award-winning baby back ribs to their pulled pork, chicken, and shredded beef, tri-tip, and Louisiana hot link sandwiches. How about a salad, six kinds, maybe one of four burgers or a chicken job, either sandwich or a half a bird. Most has enormous selection of size from beans, tater salad, fries, O-rings, and the list goes on and on. Kids menu, soda pop, brewskis by the pitcher, Moe's in Slowtown and at the beach in Pismo. You'll be saying, Moe barbecue, please.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
CalcoastNews.com. KYNS, your news station.
Your news station right here. And let me tell you what's going on with Calcos News. And if you might be a man, a male, you could be a woman, you could be a mother, or you could be a father, whatever it is, and you see young girls that are jogging by themselves out in the nether regions of San Luis Obispo, and the thought occurs to you, not a good idea. Really? Even though, you know, so you can kind of run on a straight line without having to go around a track. I mean, that's nice. But anyway, here's what happened. A woman jogger attacked this yesterday morning on Bachelor Lane near the San Jose City limits, escaped serious injury after she aggressively fought off her assailant. Sheriff's officials said the woman, who was not identified, was running alone about 7 a.m. when she saw a man approaching her from the opposite direction. She stopped to adjust equipment, she told investigators, and the man suddenly grabbed her from behind and placed a hand over her mouth. She spun from his grasp, swung her iPod at him, and that caused him to back away. She then started shouting at the man, who then fled, said Sheriff's spokesman Rob Brim. The victim ran toward the city limits, calling for 911 assistance. Responding deputies could not locate the man. Suspect described as a male Hispanic, late 20s to 30s, 5'8", stocky build, dark hair, black beanie, black parka, blue and white plaid long shorts. Deputies are asking anybody that has any idea, have seen anything, or heard anything, or has any notion of what this is about. Please don't come. Another thing's going on. We have another Smurf in the news here today, and this is an Aurora Grandy, and an Aurora Grandy shop owner is arrested in a sting operation. And you know, they have those out there on a continuing basis. And so maybe this guy didn't know that. I don't know. Anyway, what happened was deputy arrested this guy and a smoke shop owner after he allegedly sold alcohol and drug paraphernalia to a San Luis Obispo Sheriff's Department decoy during a sting operation on Friday. Ghanem Ayas, I'm hoping is how his name is pronounced, the owner of Mr. Smokes on Halcyon Road, allegedly sold a marijuana pipe and alcohol to a 19-year-old decoy, even though his store's permits do not include a liquor license. Deputies also discovered pipes used to smoke methamphetamine, illegal throwing star weapons, and a collection of brass knuckles. Guy's ready for anything except the cops. He was charged with weapons, narcotics, ABC, and probation violations. And that's what's going on today so far on CalcoastNews.com. But and other things will post, I'm sure. So make sure you stay up to date on CalcoastNews.com and see what's going on. And they'll always keep you up to date, too.
CalcoastNews.com on KYNS, your news station.
And the station's having a luncheon gathering tomorrow. They're having a party. And they've tried to talk me into, you know, put something else on. And it's like, I think this is like a pin the tail on the donkey. They need somebody to, you know, turn around or something. Why am I trying to talk to you? I'm here tomorrow. I'm right here. You and I are going to be here tomorrow. We're here together. And don't forget, on Friday, we're going to have Karen come in. She'll be in right around 12:05. And then on also Friday afternoon at 1, I'm almost sure that Jim D will be in from the Palm Theater. Let me mention because at lunchtime, I always should do these things right away so you know Spencer's Fresh Markets. I want to make sure you get to Spencer's Fresh Markets. Go to the deli department and get something to eat. It makes a lot of sense. They have they got all kinds of stuff too. They got wings and they got whole birds and they have all kinds of different hot foods for you, and you can have a sandwich made, and you can pick all the stuffers you want on your sandwich and they'll make it up for you, and they'll use boar's head meats and cheese if you prefer, and you'll really prefer it once you have it. So that's an idea I'm telling you about right there. They have boar's head sweet sliced ham is $5.99 a pound, and the rotisserie chickens are just $4.99 each if you want to eat a bird, and then fresh tamales right here, 99 cents a piece, chicken, beef, or pork, your choice. You can get yourself some fresh tamales for just a dollar a holler. So that's a great idea. And don't forget all the great things that are going on with Spencer's for the holidays. They have Mary's free-range turkeys. They have a boneless pork loin roast, boneless London broil. They have, of course, their wonderful, huge Spencer's hand-rubbed bone-in standing rib roast. Any whatever size you need for however many people you got. And then they have, of course, a honey glazed spiral sliced ham for $2.39 a pound. They have everything else, too, that you need, whether you got your sparkling ciders, you have your champagnes, you have your alcohols, you have your beers, all that stuff they have. And then they have all the produce that you need to go with your dinner, lunch, breakfast, whatever it is you're having. And they have it at a good price. And Spencer's is just a nice, neat, tidy store. They don't have stuff all over the place you can trip over. They actually just let you shop. There's a concept. Plus, they have organic food, too. Plus, they have slow-roasted coffee, the finest coffee in the land. So make sure you get to Spencer's Fresh Markets in 5 locations on the Central Coast in Santa Maria, Aurora Grande, Atascadero, Morro Bay, and San Luis Obispo. Spencer's, where freshness is local. Right here. All right. Who else we got in the news today? We got a lot of kind of weird stuff going on. Some of it good. Most of it not good. A little bit. Mostly. We don't really focus on that for some reason. All right. Let's start with Pismo Beach. And so Pismo approved permits to stabilize eroding bluffs. So what they said, this is an emergency measure, which the Coastal Commission is kind of like, well, what do you mean it's an emergency? And they're saying, well, there could be a sewage problem if we don't get this thing fixed up. We get sewage in the ocean and all that kind of stuff. You know, we already got enough pigeon poo in the ocean to kill off half the surfers. So we don't want to put more stuff in the ocean, you know. So they're saying basically that. Now, I don't blame me if this happens. I'm just telling you that this could happen because it's already happened in the past. And in the past, when we talk to people on the phone about, you know, what goes on with this bluff erosion and all that, and what they usually say is, well, if you save a bluff one place, that you tend to change the water pattern, you know, the wave pattern, so that somewhere else it might start eroding more. Anyway, but if you recall, the Cliffs Resort decided to save their bluffs by putting large boulders down at the base. And then the Surf Rider Foundation sued them, and sure enough, they had to take them off away, take them away. So I don't know what's going to happen with this. I feel in my bones that it's not going to be as simple as saying let's just fix this. So then you get in the argument about, you know, You take private property, and if they're saying the sewer thing's a problem, the sewer pipe's an issue, you know, then that's something else, I suppose. But mostly what you're still looking at is, along with Bluffs and Pismo, do you save private property at the expense of waves, I guess. So it's very interesting. Community Development Director John Biggs issued the emergency permit Thursday. Two locations were identified for immediate work, the sewer pumping station at Vista Del Mar and Ocean Boulevard, south of El Luayan Ocean Park, and a section of Ocean Boulevard between Wawona and Capistrano. Fewer than six blocks away near the sewer pump station, city staff noticed a crack in the bluff top that they were concerned could slide down and damage the electricity and all that stuff. So they're worried about what could happen. I don't blame them. I worry too. I ain't got that sewage and whatnot. Yeah, I'm concerned. Anyway. All right. What's the payroll tax cut for 160 million workers set to expire unless yet another stalemate is resolved? There's six Republicans that have stayed on board for the holidays to try to see if they can come up with something. You can't vote by phone, so I don't know. We don't know where it's going. We're just going down the drain. Now, here is a fascinating story, I thought, and you say to yourself, say what? You know, like, we have eradicated smallpox, okay? We have eradicated smallpox from the face of the earth. However, we still keep a strain of smallpox alive, a virus alive. There's a lab in Russia that has some, and we have a lab here in the United States that has some. And so, you know, the question always becomes, well, why would you do that? Well, here's what they're finding. As science makes more advances all the time, what they're finding out is, and this is what's happening with this contagious bird flu virus, what the scientists have done is they've created a really, 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 really worse flu than would even occur naturally, a really bad, 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 bad flu. And the idea is to engineer things backwards from there. And basically they say, okay, if this is how we created it, how can you destroy it? And so there's a lot of people that are concerned, you know, there's always concerns if somebody get their hands on it, I suppose. You know, we assume it's well guarded. The U.S. government paid scientists to figure out how the deadly bird flu virus might mutate to become a bigger threat to people, and two labs succeeding in creating new strains that are easier to spread. On Tuesday, federal officials took the unprecedented step of asking those scientists not to publicize all the details of how they did it. Of course, the worry is that this research with lots of potential to help public might also be hijacked by would-be terrorists. So you can understand that, eh? Right. So it's interesting how, you know, we take this approach. But, they're finding drugs that there's things that cause problems there's a drug now. I don't know what it's used for now, but it's helpful for something else. Remember thalidomide that caused infants to be born with limbless or thereabouts, and they were because it was sold in Europe. They can now use thalidomide for something else. They can't obviously be used by pregnant women, but it can be used by another group of people, and apparently it does something really good for somebody that does. I can't remember what it is. But the point of the matter is that, you know, the more it's interesting how they're finding how some of these things can actually help in the long run, even though they seem kind of weird at the time. So this seems weird at the time. There's no question about it. But all right, they're going to profile in the Tribune. I'm not going to profile them. I'm still too early. I don't care if the Iowa caucus is right around this corner or not. This thing that's going on with the Republican Party and, you know, who's in the lead from day to day is gotten to be rather weird. So they're going to profile all the candidates in the Trib, and they're starting with the John Huntsman. So you can read that if you want. That's it. Read if you want. All right. Barely half of adults are in a marriage, census data finds. One in five marry in their 20s, down from 60% in the 1960s. Which was 3 in 5, obviously. As a 20-something, they start off with these funny stories anyway, but they're talking about the fact that, you know, marriages, people are postponing marriage. There's not as many people are married. But they say it was less than half. Didn't they just say we went to less than half, I believe? So that's what's going on with that. All right, there's all kinds of stuff about North Korea, of course, and it's because, you know, we don't really know where this is all going, and it's kind of spooky stuff. So we don't know. And I'm going to see if I can get a report for you on what some of what's going on. They had an article in the paper today that was talking about how many people have starved to death. They estimate how many people have starved to death in North Korea, honestly starved, because they just don't have any food, and how things are just so pathetically terrible. And, you know, it's just really, really bad. And so the question becomes, of course, is Kim Jong-un going to be just as bad or worse than his father was, and or could it be any better? It's hard to say. Now, when you're standing in front of the party boss, and then you and the commanding general of the armies, you know, and that's the picture they always show. That somewhat concerns me. I'd say, you know, that's a little bit really weird. So it sort of speaks for itself. I would think. You know, when you see that picture, and that's what they show. So that's what all they've shown so far. Maybe it's the only picture they have so far. But anyway. Let's see if we can get this to go. Here's a resident in China that has some fears of a desperate North Korea.
This man does not want to be identified. He's afraid even to talk. There are many North Korean spies here, he says. Many, many. There are hundreds of spies. We'll call him Mr. Lee, a North Korean living on the China side of the border in Dandong. He says he risks death just being seen talking to us. North Koreans don't speak openly, he says. If anyone knows I'm talking, I would be sent to prison, and there's no mercy there. I'd be shot dead. As we persevere, he opens up a little more, painting a picture of a harsh life across the border, where people are starving, aid is scarce, and the only factories operating are for making military weapons. Right now, he says, he fears a desperate country with a potential power vacuum that could so easily lash out. Before Kim Jong-il died, he was preparing the country for war and death, he says, and to hand power to Kim Jong-un. Other North Koreans here are in mourning, weeping openly for the death of the dear leader. Flowers continue to be delivered to the North Korean consulate building. Korean businesses and restaurants, normally flourishing, have closed their doors.
What is happening? It's closed.
Dandong is separated from North Korea by the Yalu River, about a kilometre, less than a mile across. Cross-border trade flourishes here. China props up the destitute North Korean economy. Dandong is a bustling small Chinese city, tall buildings, noise and traffic. On the other side, emptiness and silence. A lone disused Ferris wheel, a symbol of a colourless world. From this pedestrian bridge, we can walk right to the edge of the border. So close, yet so utterly different.
This is the end of the line. This is about as far as the bridge goes. It stops right here. We're this side of the line. I'm in China. If we step out from this bridge here, I enter North Korea.
Mr. Lee knows too well what happens there. A regime obsessed with pumping money into its military, while desperately poor people go hungry, he says. Pig feed. That's all we can eat. Corn. No one can get full on that, he says. There is no food, not even food from China. It's been blocked for 3 years. Even if you have money, he says, there is nothing to buy. Any goods are traded for what little food remains.
North Korea, bleak, amazing, bleak, unbelievable. Other things are happening today. It's 12:30. Where did this half hour go? What happened to this half hour? I don't know. It just went away. All right, so we have Christmas music to play because it's Christmas time, and this is one of those everybody says, well, did you have to? I don't know. You just do what you do.
Looking for a great holiday gift idea that won't break the bank? Remember this name.
Slow Roasted Coffee.
That's right.
Slow Roasted Coffee.
They're your local neighbors, and their coffee is always a crowd pleaser. Now's the time of year to enjoy Slow Roasted Coffee's special holiday blends. Candy cane, pumpkin pie, winter wonderland, and a favorite, cinnamon gingerbread. Folks love their coffee, and if you're wondering what to give your coworker or need to pick up a host gift before you go to that holiday party, it's Slow Roasted Coffee to the rescue. Got someone out of town? Send them a gift from the happiest place on earth. Shop online at slowroasted.com. They'll ship it for you. Locally, you'll find Slow Roasted Coffee at grocery stores throughout the county. This holiday season, don't just drink coffee, enjoy it. Drink Slow Roasted Coffee. So good.
Tis the season to share the love when you purchase a new Subaru. $250 will be donated to one of five charities, so share the love at Rancho Grande Subaru in San Luis Obispo. People often ask about the Subaru Forester and what impact it has on the environment. We proudly tell them that every Subaru Forester is built in a zero landfill plant, meaning that it produces no landfill waste. Excess metal is recycled, packing material is reused again and again. So much recycling goes on at the Subaru plant, there's even a place to put your chewing gum, and no, it's not under a table. Right now, lease a new 2012 Forester for $259 a month, or 36 months with $35.95 due at signing. Subaru is a top safety pick and has symmetrical all-wheel drive. Some models get 31 miles to a gallon of gas. Mileage may vary. So share the love at Rancho Grande Subaru. 1404 Auto Parkway off of Los Osos Valley Road in San Luis Obispo.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe. She'd been drinking too much eggnog, and we begged her not to go. But she forgot her medication, and she staggered out the door into the snow. When we found her Christmas morning at the scene of the attack, she had hoof prints on her forehead and incriminating claws marks on her back. Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe. Now we're all so proud of Grandpa, he's been taking this so well. See him in there watching football, drinking beer and playing cards with Cousin Mel. It's not Christmas without Grandma. All the family's dressed in black, and we just can't help but wonder, should we open up her gifts or send them back?
Send them back!
Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandma, we believe. Now the goose is on the table, and the pudding made of fig. Ah! And the blue and silver candles that would just have matched the hair in Grandma's wig. I've warned all my friends and neighbors, better watch out for yourself. should never give a license to a man who drives a sleigh and plays with elves. Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. Now you can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe.
Sing it, Grandpa.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe.
Looks like you're ready to do some honeydews. You've got a list, and what's with those knee pads?
I am ready to get her done.
Uh-oh.
We've got guests coming for the holidays, and Mom says we can't have any more plumbing problems like last year.
Yeah, I remember the kitchen faucet wouldn't stop dripping. The garbage disposal froze up at Thanksgiving, and the worst was when after dinner, your weirdo uncle wouldn't come out of the bathroom. What was that all about?
You know, don't even ask. It was ugly. And that's exactly why Mom's got me on the job.
Good thing you're starting early.
Pacific Coast Kitchen and Bath has pre-holiday sale pricing on no-drip top-quality kitchen faucets, super-efficient InSinkErator garbage disposers, and powerful water-saving Toto toilets. To get sale pricing and an early jump on your holiday honeydews, go to Pacific Coast Kitchen and Bath behind Trader Joe's in San Luis Obispo.
Go to Pacific Coast Kitchen and Bath. Get your stuff by gosh, by golly. All right, you're with Bill. This is Talk is Cheap, your friends and neighbors network on 1340 KYNS, your news station. It is 23 before the hour, 1 o'clock, and weather wizard says we're supposed to have pretty decent weather. Temps in the mid to upper 60s. Then we're going to have temps in the low 70s, possibly at Christmas time. Pretty cool. Pretty fun. Pretty okay. All right. People in the news, things that are happening. I have a thing here I'd like to do. This is 2011 in memoriam that's going to play in 15 seconds if it works.
Let's talk about what it would take for an investment firm to make you feel welcome. At Charles Schwab, we want to know what's on your mind, not just what's in your portfolio. So talk to Chuck.
Today, Apple is going to reinvent the phone.
Once is enough to make me attack.
I write songs about things I have problems with and I have to get past them.
Amy Winehouse, Randy Savage, Harmon Killebrew, Heavy D. I thought they were going to narrate this. Harry Morgan.
It's incredibly intense around this racetrack.
Dan Weldon, of course. Joe Frazier.
Part of my success is how average I am. I'm a very normal guy.
Andy Rooney. Andy Whitfield.
I want to make people laugh.
Ryan Dunn.
And I thought, green belt movement.
A fundamental purpose of our statute is to ensure that the president consults with the Congress.
Warren Christopher.
Hi, I'm Jack Lane, your personal physics instructor.
Jeff Conway.
How can you regret helping a suffering patient?
Jack Borkin. Clarence Clemens. Jane Russell.
You know, if you're going to do a big, massive kind of thing like this, do it with the NASA, do it with Mr. Spielberg.
Peter Postlewaite.
It has been the outgrowth of my own health that has made it possible for me to go ahead and, in my way, share what I learned with others.
Betty Ford.
Oh, listen, just one more thing.
Never had a better time in my
Peter
life.
Falk. Liz Taylor. Some of the people we lost this year. Man, oh, man. There's a lot of people, huh? Good, Bill. This is Talk is Cheap. I thank you for joining me again. All right, let's get on to other things that are going on today, because there's stuff that's happening, and we should talk about what it is and why. You know, one of the things that I was reading here is this is a – well, let me click on this thing and tell you what this is about. Soldiers go from Iraq to Afghanistan, which we thought was inevitable. It's kind of – but it's kind of got to be rough. No question about that. All right. Soldiers just back from Iraq get new orders, and so this is what's going on. Soldiers who just returned from Iraq are among several thousand being ordered to Afghanistan in 6 months as part of a mission designed to beef up Afghan forces ahead of a planned 2014 U.S. military withdrawal. News of the pending Afghanistan deployments came as families at bases across the country were celebrating the return in recent days of troops who turned off the lights at a number of U.S. bases ahead of an end-of-the-year deadline to leave Iraq. We are glad that we have brought all soldiers back home in time for Christmas to spend with loved ones. We do have to put information out about upcoming mission, though, said 4th Brigade Combat Team 1st Armored Division General said Tuesday in Facebook. It's supposed to be, the brigade said, as one that's selected to support a security force assistance mission to Afghanistan in early summer. When will they ever learn, eh? Yeah. Other people are in the news. Here's other people that are in the news. Chaz Bono and longtime partner call it quits. Jennifer Aaliyah, I think is how you say her name. Is that right? Or Aaliyah? Anyway, so that's the end of that. And Dio reached it at last at a James estate. The husband and some of terminally ill at last until Mama blues singer Eddie James have reached a deal on managing her $1 million estate in medical care. 23-year-old singer doctor disclosed last week that James is terminally ill with chronic leukemia, dementia, and kidney problems. And I guess John Bon Jovi, was apparently somebody Facebooked that he was dead. So he has a sign that's held up. He says, heaven looks a lot like New Jersey. I hate to be the one to report that. Premature right there. And then here in Norton, Ohio, no one spotted Santa Claus, but several drivers said they encountered a reindeer as they drove along a northeast Ohio highway. The Akron Beacon Journal report drivers on State Route 21 in Norton had to dodge the reindeer Sunday morning after it fell from the back of a livestock truck and walked down the middle of lanes. Had road rash and a broken antler. That can't be good when you're a reindeer. Anyway, they eventually returned it to its owner. Apparently wasn't paying attention. All right, other things going on. Thousands of women marched in Cairo to protest. They're actually against the beating of a female protest, which is called the largest such demonstration in modern Egyptian history. The status of that woman is not good at this point. She has made a sound. They reported that's about it. All right, other things that are going on. Other things that are happening. Well, here's somebody wants Bachman out. Find out why. Yeah, you can't have. We got to throw people around here for a political ticker. That's good. All right. Iowa faith leader asking Bachman to consider dropping out of campaign says Brown and Iowa faith leader Bob Vander Plaats asked Michelle Bachmann to dramatically alter her White House plans, according to Bachmann's campaign, including the possibility of dropping her presidential bid altogether. Vander Plaats called us on Sunday and asked us to consider the possibility of merging with another candidate. Bachmann's spokeswoman said he did not say whether we should be president or vice presidential candidate. And so this is one of those kind of strange things. Gingrich to a gay man, when asked how he plans to engage the gay community in his bid for president, Newt Gingrich Tuesday told a voter he wouldn't be the right choice for those basing their decision on the issues of same-sex marriage. That's the most important issue to you, then you should be for Obama, Gingrich told a guy who identified himself as gay. And so we got the political nonsense that continues in our world, continues on a day-by-day basis. This is, we talked about this yesterday, and John McCain, who I, you know, we've all said is maybe not quite right, John, but John says that things in Iraq are starting to already unravel. As Iraqi Sunni vice president on Tuesday angrily rebutted the government's accusations that he'd been running death squads, many people in Iraq's Sunni minority dismissed the charges as politically motivated, underscoring how deeply alienated they have become from the Shiite-led government. The government's decision to issue an arrest warrant for the vice president raised alarms in Washington and other capitals. For average Sunnis here, it's just another in a series of moves to marginalize them. And then here's one of these really, 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 really strange stories. And you know, the police often will say at New Year's, we could say it now, it's before New Year's even happens, don't go outside and shoot a gun in the air. And you look at these people in the Mideast, and they're always shooting guns in the air. Whatever goes up has to come down. And sadly, it did in this instance here in Ohio. A man claimed his muzzle-loading rifle shot the gun into the air, accidentally killing a 15-year-old Amish girl driving a horse-drawn buggy more than a mile away. Rachel Yoder was shot in the head Thursday night while traveling to her home in Wayne County between Columbus and Akron. She was riding home alone when she was shot. Authorities said the horse continued to cart the girl after she was shot, and she fell out of her buggy near her home. The gun cleaner's family came forward as neighbors reported hearing a shot about the time the girl was wounded. The man had fired the gun in the air about 1.5 miles from where the lady died. Lord. All right, an Army veteran with extensive ties to white supremacists was sentenced to 32 years in prison yesterday for planting a poison-laced bomb along a Martin Luther King Jr. Day parade route in what was meant to be an attack against the cultural diversity celebration of the event. Kevin Harpham tried unsuccessfully to draw his earlier guilty plea just before receiving the maximum punishment from U.S. District Court Judge Justin Quackenbush. Anyway, yeah, you got what you deserve. Cool. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. All right. Everything's going on. This is just all bad news. People shooting each other and whatnot. Then you got the cows are standing here behind the barn because it's colder than the Dickens, you know, in Kansas and other places, you know. There's a storm that halted travel throughout the Great Plains weekend Tuesdays ahead into Missouri and toward the Great Lakes. This has reopened interstates in areas where motorists have been forced to adjust holiday plans mid-trip. So for those of you who are at the Naval Training Center, Great Lakes, Illinois, I want you to know that you're about to freeze. You weren't having that much fun to begin with, and now this has kind of happened to you. Oh, it's not fun at all. I have to tell you, I was so glad. I heard so many stories of guys getting pneumonia and things at Great Lakes and during the winter when they were going through boot camp. And so luckily, because I went to boot camp and I had to go back to Great Lakes to go to school. And so I was there from the very last snowfall. It was the very last snowfall in April to the very first snowfall, which was light in November. I got to miss the whole winter. Thank you. Thanks. I really appreciate that. I don't have to go through that. I didn't want to have anything to do with it. Just happy in sports today. We got things going on. Vanderveen leads the Royal Granny boys to tournament title. Also, Tasker boys basketball team tops Templeton behind big game from Berwick, so we did good there. Unfortunately, the Royals, Mission Prep Royals, they didn't do so good. They fell in the title game. So other people in the NCAA hits Ohio State with a one-year bowl ban and other penalties. Now, here's the interesting thing. You know, you hear about cash and cars and things that players have illegally received, you know, from time to time. But this is something new that's thrown into the works, because this is important right here. The NCAA hit Ohio State with a one-year bowl ban and additional penalties Tuesday for violations that started with eight players taking a total of $14,000 in cash and tattoos in exchange for jerseys, rings, and other Buckeyes memorabilia. Yeah, tattoos. We didn't. That's newish, kind of. Okay, well, that's okay, though. They look all fancy-dancy. Try to find something positive here. Oh, and you know what bowl game is being played today? The Poinsettia Bowl, Louisiana Tech and TCU. So I just wanted to let you know that in case you weren't sure if there's a bowl game played. There's so many bowl games. It's like, you cannot not be in one. You know, as long as you've ever put a uniform on at any school anywhere in the country at any time, you're going to be in some bowl game. And that's okay. It works. All right. Here we have another patient assault at Tascadero State Hospital. This time, this guy assaults three workers. No arrest made. Two of the employees were treated at the hospital's medical wing. So it's just, it's gotten crazy there. And then we got this whole new wing that's going to open up. It's just really a wing ding. You know, it's a really bad news affair. So
it's hard to know what to think. Except it's bad. Okay. Here they highlighted an outfit called Elements, which is an interactive web agency, and Jeremy Laduque, L-A-D-U-Q-U-E. Fine. Why don't they show how to pronounce the name and phonetically? Why don't they show that when there's a name that you have no idea how to pronounce? Thanks a lot. Okay. Anyway, I guess they're doing great, and they're here in San Luis Obispo. So I have 20 employees, and things are going pretty good. I also have a very nice article today that was written by Cynthia Lambert from the South County Beat on Ira Hughes, who passed away. And he was a scout leader and just an all-around good guy, and very well respected in the Rio Grande and the South County and elsewhere also. So anyway, it's a nice article. All right, former Atascadero State Hospital Executive Director John De Morales on December 3rd will leave his oversight role over all the state's mental hospitals and two prison psychiatric programs. The Templeton resident left his ash post in late August to become acting Deputy Director of Hospital Operations for the Department of Mental Health. His roots at Atascadero State Hospital date to 1961, and was a psychiatric tech. He serves as an executive director from 1990 to 2000, again on an interim basis from 2000 to 2001. His latest stint leading Atascadero State began in 2007, after working for a consultant for Atascadero and Napa State Hospitals from 2005 and 2006. Linda Parsons, Atascadero State Hospital's former hospital administrator, is the North County Facility's new acting executive director. So she's got to stop the fighting. She's got to stop the beating. She's got to stop the mayhem. Not easy when you're dealing with those kind of people. All right. Okay, other things are happening in our world that's kind of unusual. Managers oppose an agency director decision to close parks are knee-jerk reactions without analysis, critics say. California state park managers say they have lost confidence in the director and urge Governor Jerry Brown to appoint somebody else. The 125-member California State Parks Peace Officer Management Association sent a letter to governor's office last week expressing disapproval of Ruth Coleman, who has been serving as state parks director for nearly a decade. Scott Elliott, president of the association, said there is frustration over how Coleman has handled budget matters, and they're not happy. And they say, we give her the shoe. I don't know if anyone pays attention to these things, but anyway, a survey of the association's members found that more than 90% have no confidence in their leader. The state announced earlier this year that it would close as many as 70 of the state's 278 parks to save $33 million over 2 years. Closures will take effect July 1st. Okay. Unbelievable. Yeah. You don't like her? We want her out of here. Okay. That'll work. Right. Other things that are happening today. Other things that are going on. Here's this thing about the planets, and once again, I'm dismayed because the discovery of two Earth-like planets brings more questions. The alternating pattern of large gaseous planet and small rocky planet is perplexing. If it's perplexing to scientists, how are you and I going to figure it out? Scientists have confirmed the existence of the two Earth-sized rocky planets orbiting a star called Kepler-20, 1,000 light-years away in the constellation Lyra. The planets are the smallest ever confirmed orbiting a sun-like star, and the discovery reported Tuesday is an important milestone to NASA's Kepler mission. The funny thing is, one of these things is really close to its sun, and so it's all hot and nasty, and the other one doesn't look any good either. Scientists don't expect to see rocky planets mixed in with gaseous or icy ones because that isn't the way things are in our solar system, they said. But this is what's confusing them. The traditional explanation for why two types of planets don't mingle together goes something like this. When the sun formed, there was a leftover pancake of material surrounding it. The planets formed when solid particles from that pancake stuck together and grew like snowballs. Close to the sun, that solid material was rock, and because there wasn't much of it, the so-called terrestrial planets, Mercury, Venus, Earth, and Mars, were relatively small. At a distance farther from the sun, known as the snow line, water also coalesced, leading to formations of the gas giants Jupiter and Saturn and the ice giants Uranus and Neptune. Sounds like an understandable thing to me. The rocky small planets remained in orbit near the sun. The gassy large planets stayed in place farther away. Well, that's the story we tell right there. See, and that's increasingly being challenged by these discoveries. The past 10 years or so, discoveries of planets elsewhere in the universe, so-called exoplanets, have convinced astronomers that planets actually don't stay put, but instead migrate within their solar systems. We don't want to do that. We're right at the perfect spot from what we're told. We're in a good place. We don't want to migrate. So that's what's confusing them. See, we have our rocky planets close to the sun, our gaseous planets out there, and then our frozen planets further out. And these solar systems that they're finding, they're all mixed together. And they're like, wait a minute, wait, you can't do that. You can't do that. Well, apparently you can. And that's the name of that tune right there. Octomom is broke. You know, that can happen when you're Octomom. And you have all eight kids, and you know, you're not really doing anything to support your kids except hoping somebody gives you money all the time. We'll see if this thing loads up for us and plays. In fact, we haven't heard that much about Octomom for a while, thankfully.
You inspired a Ron Howard production with your photographs. What will you imagine next with the EOS Rebel T3i and EF lenses? Learn more about Project Imagination at YouTube.
People can identify that that's a full-time job.
Now, so let's get back to the foreclosure.
Yes.
Does that mean you're going to lose your house?
A good friend of mine is a real estate agent, and she's going to do a short sale. So hopefully, you know, I'm hopeful that it will sell. I won't make anything off of it. So the next goal will be to move or to get a lease a home.
Will you have any money out of that move?
Very, very fortunate. There's at least an opportunity.
There's some equity.
Actually, the first, it's called Show, but I call it more, it's called Ustream.
Before you get to the Ustream, I'm worried about the house still.
Right.
This has been the thing, Nadia, that I've been worried about, is you have, how much you estimate every month to raise those kids?
I've been working as a fitness trainer for over a year.
But what's your monthly nut to raise those kids? Like $12,000?
No, I've reduced it significantly.
What is it now?
Unfortunately, I have not been able to keep up with the house payments.
What is it?
At least maybe
just
five.
Just food. It's about five for food.
Yeah,
and
for everything and school.
Caretaking and diapers and schooling.
Not too much caretaking. I only hire a babysitter.
I'm having to fill in the gaps here. Again, she came on our Life Changers program, and we tried to get her a full-time nanny, full-time au pair.
Right.
But the au pair required a separate bedroom.
Right.
And legitimately, that was not possible.
No.
Although at first, I thought you were stonewalling us.
No. I literally don't have my own quarters.
No, I know you don't. I've been to your house. But yeah. I really thought you were, for some reason, intent on doing this alone that you were going to stonewall.
This is Dr. Drew with Nadia Silliman. And here she has 14 kids. After the eight, she had six before the eight. And so she has 14 kids. And the doctor, remember the doctor that Octomommed her? He wants his license back. Maybe not. Maybe you should think about it a little bit longer because it was really weird. Don't you get it? Don't you understand? It was really flipping weird. But no, you don't get it back yet. All right. About 3 minutes now before 1 o'clock. And let me tell you who else we have. We got the Temptations are going to sing Silent Night, Jingle Bell Rock by Hall & Oates. And then I don't know who this is, This Christmas Could Be the One by Ladisi. Is that how you say it? I'm learning as I go, as you can always tell. I'm not retaining much, but I'm learning. Here they say, I don't know where this is, they say home construction makes a comeback. New apartments are built for those with only options to rent, but it's a turning point in the recovery of the Great Recession. As they say, builders should start at least 600,000 homes this year. The pace of apartment construction has soared. About 175,000 we started this year, also roughly half the number in a healthy economy. Single-family home construction, which accounts for about 70% of the housing industry, is essentially stalled for 3 years. This year will probably turn out to be the worst in the half-century records have been kept. Economists say apartments are going up so fast that housing should add to economic growth this year, even if fewer families are buying houses. So people are moving in apartments. Yeah, interesting. We don't have a lot of new apartment buildings being built ever around here, do we? You know, we've got housing at Cal Poly. You've got a huge amount of housing at Cal Poly, so I guess that would count. But you have that. But then what they do is, you build these yippy-skippy buildings downtown, and then you put in two or three condos. Which is just sort of an avant-garde idea, I think. I don't know what it does for housing at all, but anyway, there it is. And unemployment rates fell in 43 states in November, the most number of states report such declines in 8 years. The fall in state rates reflecting the brightening jobs picture nationally. The U.S. unemployment rate fell sharply in November to 8.6%, the lowest since March 2009. So the economy has generated 100,000 more jobs 5 months in a row, the first time that's happened since 2006. So the Great Recession, they call it, or the Not-So-Great Depression, whatever it is, doesn't matter. We're going to do CBS News next and find out what else is happening in our world.
CBS News. I'm Harley Carnes. We are approaching the end of the year in better financial shape. Gas is down a little bit. Stocks are okay. The holiday season has brought more jobs, and retail sales are up.
So November ended up being 4.1% ahead of last year. And then we saw that little trough as we rolled into December, but now we're seeing the procrastinators and the calendar working in favor of the retailers.
Bill Martin at Shopper Track. Previously owned homes sold better last month, about 4% better than in October. Walter Maloney at the National Association of Realtors.
It's really starting to look much better. Home sales have reached the highest level in 10 months. They're 34% above the cyclical low recorded in the middle of last year.
And the backlog of unsold inventory is down to about 7 months now. Wall Street, the Dow ended the day up about 3 points, NASDAQ down 25, oil nearly $99 a barrel. Sometimes you have to play small ball. Singles work, too, in the baseball analogy. It's the argument for trying to convince House Republicans to accept the 2-month extension of the smaller Social Security tax to continue the debate for a year's extension in extra innings.
With both sides dug in, each angled for position. House Republican negotiators, including Fred Upton of Michigan, sat in a room saying they're waiting for senators who, of course, aren't coming.
There is enough time to get this thing done.
At the same time, number two House Democrat Steny Hoyer tried and failed to keep the House in session to take up the expiring tax cut.
Mr. Speaker, as you walk off the floor, Mr. Speaker, you're walking out. You're walking away, just as so many Republicans have walked away from middle-class taxpayers.
Without some action, taxes go up January 1st. Bob Buzz, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
There's an agreement, a settlement with the government. Bank of America will pay $335 million to settle charges that its Countrywide Finance charged blacks and Hispanics too much and steered them into risky loans.
These allegations represent alarming conduct by one of the largest mortgage lenders in the country during the height of the housing market boom.
That's Attorney General Eric Holder with the announcement. Manslaughter and other charges are being brought by the Pentagon against 8 soldiers in Afghanistan for allegedly driving a Chinese-American private to suicide. Danny Chen was on guard duty when he shot himself.
Hazing's not tolerated in the military. If it's found and it's proven, it's dealt with.
That's Pentagon spokesman, Navy Captain John Kirby. Charges also include dereliction of duty and negligent homicide. China-based computer hackers have hit the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and did gain access to its systems, including personal information on its 3 million members, according to reports. No word exactly what info they got, but it is possible Chinese interests were inside those computers for more than a year before discovery. One suspicion, according to the Wall Street Journal, it's Chinese government connected. This is CBS News.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? Do you feel tired, out of shape? Is your romantic life suffering? It's not your fault. You may have reduced testosterone, but now, for the first time ever, you can boost testosterone levels safely and naturally to feel more like you did 20 years ago. Introducing Ageless Male, a breakthrough supplement clinically proven to increase testosterone levels by 61% and within a healthy, normal range. Today, you can try it risk-free. So if you'd like to experience what healthy testosterone levels can feel like, more energy, better mood and focus, and more romance when you want it, you really need to give Ageless Male a try. Supplies for this risk-free offer are limited, so don't wait. Just call 1-800-741-0439. 1-800-741-0439. 1-800-741-0439.
Well, here's hoping the Mayans were just a civilization of Mexican natives who got it all wrong with their big round calendar of doom.
Some say the Mayan people predicted the end of the world in exactly 1 year. Others say it's just a misinterpretation. In any case, Mexico is hosting a slew of events for 2012. Aimed at bringing in millions of tourists. Events include opening up new archaeological sites and unveiling a Mayan museum. One city in southern Mexico has built an 8-foot-high clock, which officially began the countdown to the apocalypse today. Adrian Bard, CBS News, Mexico City.
It's enough to make you cry. A man who won, for free, a Lamborghini
In Utah, a convenience store contest wrecked it 6 hours after he got it. He was giving friends and relatives joy rides, accent on the joy, when he lost it on some gravel, hit some fence posts, and spun to a stop. No injuries, but the Murcielago is going to a body shop in Las Vegas. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
As if parents don't have enough to worry about these days, there's been a growing trend of kids having their identities stolen. Fortunately, Identity Guard KidSure now makes it easy to help protect your child's identity. KidSure uses patent-pending technology to search and monitor thousands of online data sources for information related to your child. If information is found that could be potentially harmful, you'll be alerted to it quickly. Even better, KidSure costs you less than $5 a month per child when added to your Identity Guard membership. Learn more about KidSure at identityguard.com.
Jay Farner here. Happy holidays from Quicken Loans. For the second year in a row, J.D. Power & Associates ranked Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction in primary mortgage origination. Interest rates are still historically low. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.875%, APR 4.17%. Take a few minutes out of your busy day. Call Quicken Loans at 866-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Tesla, 204 coils, 48 simultaneous channels, 5 times faster, 8 times the resolution, and wide open enough to hold a 550-pound person. What does this describe? The new ultra-high-field MRI just installed at San Luis Diagnostic Center. It's the gold standard in diagnostic imaging, previously only available at research hospitals. So don't settle for an outdated closed-in scanner with half the strength when you can choose the new Ultra High Field MRI at San Luis Diagnostic Center. If you live in North or South County, drive a little and get a whole lot more. Lower cost, more comfort, shorter exam time, and image quality never before seen in San Luis Obispo County. For your next MRI, don't settle for an exam on a 10-year-old machine. Insist on San Luis Diagnostic Center's brand new Siemens Skyra. Call 542-9700. The choice is yours.
Karen Scott Audiology has moved to a new location. She is now located at 3220 South Higuera, Suite 320, next to the DMV in San Luis Obispo, and now easy to find and plenty of parking. Stop in and see her at her beautiful new facilities. Karen Scott has been serving the Central Coast for over 30 years. Board certified, she and her staff understands the need to have your hearing checked. From your child to your teen, your mother to your grandparents, hearing loss can occur at any age. And it's nice to know that Karen Scott has the knowledge and experience to help you with all your hearing aid needs, with a wide selection to choose from. They also offer industrial screenings. Give Karen Scott a call today for your free consultation, 541-1790, or stop by 3220 South Higuera, Suite 320, next to the DMV in San Luis Obispo, helping you hear the things you love.
For the
I throw in a little Amy Grant there, Breath of Heaven. Mary's song is called.
This is Talk is Cheap, the Friends and Neighbors Network with Bill Benica.
You inspired a Ron Howard production with your photographs. What will you imagine next with the EOS Rebel T3i and EF lenses? Learn more about Project Imagination at YouTube.
Season for packages, and next time you open one intact, be grateful this didn't happen to it. This was a computer monitor tossed over a gate in Southern California by a FedEx delivery man, but then the surveillance camera video was delivered to YouTube and made the news. And now FedEx is saying, we have seen the video and frankly, we were all shocked. But that's not the only drop-off memorialized on YouTube.
Handle with care. Oh, yeah, just like that. Ground service. I get it. Ground. Throw the on the ground.
And it's not just FedEx.
What can Brown do for you?
UPS Brown can toss your package underhand. It can toss it overhand.
Do that. Have you had fun?
Can toss it like a horseshoe. Fences and gates are the delivery man's nemesis, as a driver posted. From a delivery point of view, gates are hostile. Don't like it? Get rid of the gate. The guys videoing this UPS delivery man compared his technique to loading garbage.
Think there's anything gonna be damaged in there? Nah.
Of course it could be worse. At least they're not Ace Ventura. Of all the special deliveries we saw, none was more special than this by FedEx. There were sparks coming off the box that the man who was shooting.
This guy has no idea that he is pushing an oven.
As for the computer monitor heaved over the gate, the person who posted it says the monitor was broken and it sat. He was home at the time that the delivery man had just rung the bell. I'm sure what you're probably wondering is, does this guy still have a job? FedEx tells CNN, we have ID'd the employee involved. He's being handled according to our internal disciplinary policy.
Federal Express. But it absolutely, positively has to be there overnight.
They said overnight, not in one piece. But now that everyone has a camera, it doesn't pay for the delivery elves to get sloppy. CNN, New York.
There you go. All right. See they had, remember a number of years ago, and this was a long time ago, but there was a UPS driver who decided he didn't want a UPS, I guess, anymore. And so he dumped a lot of stuff in a dumpster in Morro Bay, and they luckily found it and were able to get them to the right people. But I've had this Christmassy stuff. I can't take it. I've had it. That's all I can stand. I can't stand this no more. You're Bill Benica. This is Talk is Cheap, Friends and Neighbors Network on 1340 KYMS, your news station. I thank you for joining me today. Find out what else is going on in our world today. We got a lot of opinion and things that are there what people are saying. Here's where I was coming across these numbers. This is the perspective from the Washington Post. Is another monster in North Korea's destiny. Given how close North Korea keeps its borders, it is impossible to know how many people died in its famine of the 1990s. Some estimate as many as 2 million and a population of about 20 million. Stephen Haggard and Marcus Noland, in a thorough study, put the number at 600,000 to 1 million, or 3 to 5% of the population. And famine, they say, gave way to a chronic food emergency in which North Korean families continue to experience the ravages of malnutrition. Although Kim did not set out to cause a famine, his culpability is not in question. The real culprit is callousness. Amartya Sen wrote in a foreword to the Haggard-Noland study, combined with a determination not to allow any political change. That same determination explains why North Korea's rulers maintain a network of concentration camps, holding 200,000 or more people, where torture, terror, and public execution are routine. And though the United Nations has officially acknowledged it as a responsibility to protect civilians maltreated by the regimes, this 21st century gulag, well known and documented, is barely mentioned when U.S. and other officials negotiate with this regime. with this pattern continued as an unknown, untested, unqualified 27-year-old, the dictator's son, grotesquely attempts to inherit a nation. Of course, there will be concern among other nations about North Korea's stability. This should be. We would ask only that as those signals are crafted and future policies considered, one new factor we add to the mix, the fate of the enslaved North Korean people themselves. Anyway, it's really, 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 really sad. Then Kathleen Parker, they did the Temptation of Callista Gingrich. And so what happened was she decided to Twitter, and she decided to pick on other people in the campaign as she Twittered. And so this is probably not a good idea for her, according to Kathleen Parker, because, you know, the old thing about, you know, you shouldn't, the people with the in glass houses shouldn't throw stones. So it's just it comes interesting. It comes as no surprise, she says, that Callista is rooting against her husband's primary opponent, but discretion is no part of it. Further understand the understanding that the Gingriches are a team, a twofer, we dare say, though. Newt has been explicit in declaring his wife more Laura Bush than Hillary Clinton. Even went further to say she's a blend of Laura Bush, Nancy Reagan, and a smidgen of Jackie Kennedy thrown in. Quite a cocktail. Lord. Okay. Kathy had this to say from Morro Bay. She said, a noble decision. After reading Kent Nagano's viewpoint against the proposed development of Eagle Rock in Morro Bay, I could not sit idly by without voicing my opinion. Is this project really worth the cost? The day the ground is broken on this project and the bulldozers and chainsaws destroy another piece of habitat and history, I wonder whether Mr. Dan Riddell, the developer, is incapable of feeling remorse in his heart. Mr. Riddell has a choice here. He can go down in history as the developer who destroyed Eagle Rock and turn his efforts to preserving it. Wouldn't that be something if the present city council and Mr. Riddell became instruments in preserving the site for future generations rather than destroying it? I urge Mr. Riddell to search his conscience and make a noble decision. Well, let's see, if the area over, remember the tobacco barn, the famous tobacco barn on the way into town on Highway 1, and was used nationally for advertising, all kinds of things. So there was a possibility of not developing that area by doing a land swap. You know, the county has this land swap agreement that you can say, okay, we don't want you to build there, but we want you to build here. But that apparently didn't happen. From the looks of the houses that are there. So I don't know why anybody would do anything different in this particular case or this hill. I should have read this right after the thing with Ira, but I was sad to read that the world has lost Ira Hughes. I am sure he touched other lives as well as my family. So Robert Baden Powell, the Boy Scout founder, once said, success in training the boys depends largely on the Scoutmaster's own personal example. I exposed my son and me to people and experiences that encouraged and nurtured positive moral values. There's no question the Charles character counts, and Ira helped teach many young men and character counts today, a count of a century ago and will count a century from now. He taught basic beliefs of honor and integrity. Is the world not a better place with citizens who are trustworthy, loyal, helpful, friendly, courteous, kind, obedient, cheerful, thrifty, brave, clean, and reverent? Ira left a world a little better than he found it. Ira did not waste his time. He did his best. Godspeed. Toby Charles. I used to hear from Toby from time to time. I know what happened. Here's my number, Toby. 786-2578-786-2578 or 1-866-937-1340. Jeff and Cindy say thanks to the Pierces, Clint and Connie, for putting up the wonderful Christmas tree on Sierra San Luis. Or I'll call it Madonna Mountain in this case. It's theirs. They put the Christmas tree up. Okay. There's this whole thing about, you know, Christmas trees and holiday trees and this whole thing about happy holidays and all that. Next time someone says happy holidays, remember Jesus is the reason for the season. And without guilt, say Merry Christmas, says Pamela from Rio Grande. Just tell it like it is. Other people, other things, other thoughts on our trib today. What people are saying and why they're saying it. Okay, and here, there's a headline right here, and it's Ron Paul emerges a viable outside alternative in the GOP race, and so it does look like things are kind of picking up with him. So it's really kind of weird. Blogging mothers are the arbiter of toys. Emily Vanek is not buying up a bunch of leap pad explorers herself, but she may be at least part of the blame for some stores selling out of this $99 children's tablet this holiday season. The leap pad is incredible, the Denver mother of three wrote to the 6,000 readers of her ColoradoMoms.com blog. Only do kids get to have a toy resembling their parents' tablet. It's durable, and my favorite part, it's not just mindless games they're playing. So it's interesting they're saying, you know, moms, the moms on the internet, they can matter. You bet. Other things, holiday parties not the same. The economy might be showing glimmers of hope, but don't expect one casualty of the recession, the company-sponsored holiday party to bounce back anytime soon. Under pressure to cut spending, many companies have cut out the catered lunches or off-campus bashes for employees and gone to potlucks instead or nothing at all. Executive search firm doesn't say where it is. Has surveyed for more than two decades. Okay, found that in 2006, 95% of the companies that surveyed were planning to employ feet. They were down to 79% in 2010, and the slide continues. This year, of the 120 companies that surveyed nationwide, 74% said they were planning holiday parties. It was the lowest percentage ever in the survey. So we had a couple of years ago, we didn't, the mighty Radio Central Coast had not. But then they're going someplace tomorrow for lunch. And they need me to play pin the tail on the donkey, and I'm not having anything to do with that whole program.
At Lowe's, we know you don't have a lot of time, so we've made it easy for you. Come in today and check out our most popular gifts, like a Skill 18-volt cordless drill driver for just $39.97. That's a $20 savings. And get 20% off all in-stock small appliances like Keurig brewers. Get in and out quickly. Or, if you only have 20 minutes, order online and pick up in-store just 20 minutes later. But you better hurry. Supplies won't last long. Lowe's. Never stop improving. Offers valid through 12/24.
Happy holidays. Welcome to REI. Can I help you?
Long list of people to shop for. First I need...
a Patagonia down sweater.
Perfect. And then a pair of...
Sorel Joan of Arctic women's boots.
Love it. And also a...
REI Traverse 30-pack.
Well, that takes care of me. Now onto my list.
We know what you need and have all the outdoor gifts they'll love. With expert help in-store and online, we offer 100% guaranteed satisfaction with every gift you buy. Visit your local REI or REI.com. REI. Find out.
'Tis the season to share the love when you purchase a new Subaru. $250 will be donated to one of five charities, so share the love at Rancho Grande Motors. Lease a new Subaru Legacy with zero security deposit on a 36-month lease at $275 plus tax with $24.99 drive-off at 10,000 miles a year. Sale price $24,430. Subaru Legacy 2.51 premium option package 2. Stock number 201-2419. Deal number 10015. Or choose any Subaru Legacy. They're fuel efficient with models getting 31 mpg highway. Subaru is a top safety pick, so you'll feel safe and feel the love. Subaru comes with symmetrical all-wheel drive, so a white Christmas works in your new Subaru. From Rancho Grande Subaru, 1404 Auto Parkway off Los Sosos Valley Road in San Luis Obispo.
Oh, How did I get here? Dumb luck or good decisions? Ones I've made, ones we've all made, about marriage, children, money, about tomorrow. Here's to good decisions.
Who matters most to you says the most about you. MassMutual is owned by our policyholders, so they matter most to us. MassMutual, we'll help you get there.
We know there's a video out now from a group claiming to be the well-known hackers who call themselves Anonymous. A law enforcement official in Iowa tells me this video was apparently dropped off with Occupy Des Moines protesters. Then one of them posted this on YouTube. Now, the speaker in the video says both political parties have failed the American people and are only looking out for corporate interests. And as for the key message in the video, it calls on viewers to occupy the candidate's campaign headquarters in Des Moines next week and, quote, peacefully shut down the Iowa caucuses. Now, there's concern about possible hacking of these results because the video was posted by people claiming to be that group of hackers, Anonymous. But it's not an actual call in and of itself to hack into the results, as far as we can see. In one posting of the video, there's a tab that comes up saying, quote, Anonymous does not tamper with election computer systems and results. It's not clear if the originator of the video posted that tab or if someone else did. You can edit these things when you post them on YouTube. An official with the Intelligence Division of the Iowa Department of Public Safety told us that department reviewed this video and at the moment does not view it as a threat of criminal activity. And the official said they cannot verify if this is really from that group, Anonymous. We also called the Iowa State Republican Party. They said they would not comment on any of this other than to say they are taking precautions, Wolf. It gives you a sense of how skittish people are going into Iowa 2 weeks from now. Crucial, crucial caucus.
Having said all that, they have to be cautious.
That's right.
Right now, given the track record of this group.
This group is notorious. We've been reporting on Anonymous and LulzSec, the group affiliated with it, all year long. They claim responsibility for disrupting the websites of Visa, MasterCard, and PayPal this year. They usually do it in one of two ways. It's either a denial of service attack where they flood this website with so many requests that it basically shuts down, or they can sometimes change the content of a website. That's the fear here in Iowa. They may be able to at least give the impression that results are different from what they really are. That's what people are a little bit afraid of right now.
All right. I'm not afraid of it, but, you know, I'm not in Iowa. So it's okay. All right. That's what's going on. It's a crazy world out there. Crazy world. Crazy world. Here's this thing I was telling you about. La Nina, screwy La Nina, is messing up the state. Extremely high winds, little snow, lots of rainfall in SoCal are signs of an unusual year again. It's back in control of California's weather, La Nina. First it was strafing north November winds, then persistent December frost. Now half the state is dry and Lake Tahoe ski resorts are yearning for snow. The other end, Los Angeles, breaking rainfall records. It's been a strange La Nina, said Ken Clark, a senior meteorologist at AccuWeather based in Southern California. It's playing havoc with our precipitation amount so far. We've got a lot of signs that we were right on track, but the weather pattern's been kind of screwy. We're only on track if it's on track. You know, otherwise, we don't really have anything to do with the track. You know what I'm saying? It's not our train ride. All right, but anyway, so the weather's getting wacko. I just thought I'd tell you about that. Yeah, that's the way it is. We sort of noticed that, though. We kind of looked out there and said, things aren't looking good. All right, things aren't good at all. So we sort of guessed that. All right. Oh, somebody had a letter I wanted to share. Wait a second. Let me find this letter. This is a good letter. I think it was in today's paper. And it was, point blank, bam, wham, bam, bam. I mean, it's like, okay, in equal justice, Marion Jones, this is from Jim from Paso. In equal justice, Marion Jones, a female sprinter, got 6 months in prison for lying about steroid use. Barry Bonds, a male baseball player, got only 30 days of home detention. Both were accused of lying while under oath. Are male baseball players more important to society than lady runners? Seems to be a lack of equal justice for all here. Good point, eh? Good point, Jim. And actually, he doesn't even have to serve the 30 days yet because it's on appeal. The whole thing's on appeal. I mean, you know, by the time it's all done with, they can say, well, now he's probably been around the house 30 days now anyway, so that's it. Okay. That's how well that's going. That's how well that went. Okay. All right. Other things that are going on. Other people that are in the news and things that they... they had a big article in the paper about, in the Tribune, about this mine that's up in northern, up by San Francisco. And it says that a river of toxic water from closed mercury mine threatens the Delta. Anyway, so the show where it can get into the water supply at San Carlos Creek and eventually head to the bay. So I don't know. I don't know what they're going to do about it. They didn't say what they're going to do about it. Dr. Peter J. Padakis, who has studied electronic distraction, says, "My gut feeling is lives are in danger. Lives are in danger. More devices and distractions for doctors. Gadgets meant to aid physicians sometimes draw focus from patients at a critical time. Hospitals, doctor's office open to curb medical error have invested heavily to put computers, smartphones, and other devices in the hands of medical staff for instant access to patient data, drug information, and case studies. But like many cures, this solution has come with an unintended side effect. Doctors and nurses can be focused on the screen and not the patient, even during moments of critical care. And when they are not always doing work, examples include a neurosurgeon making personal calls during an operation, a nurse checking airfares during surgery, and a poll showing that half of technicians running bypass machines had admitted texting during a procedure." We can't. I don't know that we can save ourselves from ourselves. I don't know that we can really do it. You know, it's a huge concern. I'm not sure it's possible. I don't know. It's really kind of weird. I can tell you this, though. Dr. Carol Phillips from Swiss Dental Center is helping hold the reins here on this sled and helping us along. And why don't you go to SwissDentalCenter.com and see what the other people have to say. They've been her patients, and you'll find out that getting some real teeth, implanted teeth, can really do you a whole bunch of good. It's healthier for you. You know, you can chew your food better, the whole shebang. So I would look into it for sure. And then make an appointment with Dr. Carol and say, let's talk about what has to happen. Because you really do need to do something about yourself. You have to do something about yourself. You understand? All right. Other things going on. They have this thing here. This is this woman that was really badly hurt. You know, there are huge protests in Egypt now by women. And here's the thing about the woman that was hurt.
It's also been a very bloody time for protesters in Egypt, particularly women. They turned out by the thousands yesterday to protest recent attacks on female demonstrators by military police. Our Mohammed Jamjoum, he joins us live from Cairo. Mohammed, you've actually been to see one of the women who was attacked. What did she say about what is taking place there?
Well, Suzanne, we had scheduled an interview today with a woman named Azza Hilal Suleiman, a 48-year-old Egyptian female protester who was beaten and whose beating was caught on videotape last week. She was beaten at the hands of the security forces. When we got to the hospital, though, today, it was a very disturbing scene. We were granted access by her family, but we went into the room. The woman was screaming in pain, heavily bandaged on her head, with a skull fracture. She had visible gashes on her face, heavily bruised, wouldn't stop screaming, was saying that she thought she was going to die, that she needed help. We were not able to speak to her. She didn't understand the questions that we were asking her. Again, a very disturbing scene. And if I can just take you back to the video that caught our attention at first of this woman. This happened this past Saturday. You see her in a red coat in Tahrir Square trying to help up another injured female protester when the riot police converge upon her and a companion. She trips over the woman. It's very disturbing video. They start beating her. They start clubbing her repeatedly to the head. It's hard to imagine how somebody can sustain this kind of a beating and still survive. And when we were at the hospital today, doctors were saying she might have to be taken to the ICU. This is just one case of many that we've heard about these past few days here in Egypt that has caused so much outrage. One of the reasons these thousands of women were out in the streets yesterday marching, saying that the armed forces here, the military council, should step aside and that a civilian government should be put in place and that this kind of systematic abuse, as they're claiming, is happening towards protesters, needs to stop as soon as possible. Suzanne?
There you go. Just more dreadful news again, I say. All right, you're with Bill. Talk is cheap. And bad, the way things are going right there. And bad.
bad.
Yeah. Other things that are going on. There's this article here. Marijuana shops feeling in the spirit. From pot-infused gingerbread to food drives, dispensaries are offering holiday events, deals, and treats just like any other business. That's very special. Apothecarium, a quaint upscale medical marijuana club in San Francisco's Castro District, the vibe is even jollier than usual this month. To boost holiday spirits, the dispensary is giving a store-wide 15% discount to patrons who donated to its canned food drive, marking year-end contributions to local charities and raffling off a seriously spiked ganja bread house made with a whopping 80 doses of pot-infused butter. You can't beat that. We have a whole bunch of decorations of holiday music playing. It's pretty festive right here, they said. There was a story on the news that there was a, the thing that Santa was smoking, a hookah. Oh, the guy owns a smoke shop. Because it says that he smokes a pipe in the "'Twas the Night Before Christmas" in the poem. It says that he had a pipe, so he figured, okay, we'll jazz this up. So it's a ho-ho hookah time at this one smoke shop. I forget where they said it was on CBS News. It's like, okay, why not? Why not? Or why? It's hard to say. Why or why not? All right, all right. Other things are in the news. Other people that are there and why they are. Global aid is still growing, but more slowly in the recession. Malaria, child health have seen big boosts in recent years despite global economic woes. And so they're saying that sometimes things are getting better, some things aren't getting better. Remember they were doing this experiment where they're going to some kind of a mosquito that when it reached adulthood, it died. And they were going to see if they could help eradicate malaria with that. I don't know where we are in that process. I just remember the original story where they said they were going to do that. So I don't know. The overall spending on malaria and child health problems has grown more rapidly in the past few years than spending on AIDS and tuberculosis. All have seen a net gain, however. Those are among the conclusions of a new report assessing the effects of the global economic doldrums on foreign aid, development, and charity aimed at improving people's health. We're starting to see a story that's pretty different and overall decline, said Christopher Murray, head of the University of Washington Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation, which produced the report, seen as a continued increase, albeit slower, which is a surprise. I think it's always been fascinating and funly fascinating and neat, the fact that, you know, people, you know, even when things are lousy for themselves, you know, as much as they can, people will try to help somebody else out. I think that's quite remarkable. I think it speaks well. It speaks well, by gosh, for us, for humanity as a whole, I'm going to say right there, right? As a whole. All right, other things going on. Other things that are happening. Big load of ball games this weekend, big important games, big playoff games, you know, heading for the playoffs. People are actually not in playoff games, but heading for the playoffs, and so it's going to be really important to a lot of the people that's going on. All right. Other things happening. Other things that are going on. I was going to play, you know, I was going to do something just because I have to tell you the truth. It's not a song I'm familiar with, and I'm curious about it. And so I came across this, and I'm going to take a chance because I haven't heard word one of this song, but I'm going to try. It's by Elton John, and it's called Step Into Christmas. So I'm going to see if I step in it big time.
Yeah.
answered that question right there. That's Elton John, Step Into Christmas. Take a small, giant leap for mankind, a small step for man, whatever it may be. Okay, at least we tried it. Okay. Other things are going on. This is an interesting story here. A sadly interesting story, I suppose, is what you have to say. Confusion site and report of huge L.A. County fire. Federal investigators Friday revealed conflicting accounts of why an air tanker was not summoned in the early hours of what became the largest wildfire in L.A. County history, but concluded it's not possible to know if different decisions would have curtailed the damage. In 2009, the station fire killed two firefighters, destroyed 89 homes, and blackened 250 square miles on the edge of L.A., and residents who were burned out have long complained that the U.S. Forest Service failed to bring in enough firefighters and aircraft to halt the spreading flames. Government records released after the blaze opened the questions about whether firefighting aircraft could have been ordered and deployed more quickly. The U.S. Government County Office report concluded the Forest Service needs to clear up foggy policies that could cause confusion when working with local firefighters, but stopped short of suggesting the station fire could have been snuffed in its early stages. And that would be a little bit of a tough call to make whether or not that would have made a difference or not. One imagines, though, that if you had a tanker in the air earlier, that it would help. One imagines that. And if you're one of the people who were burned out, and I know you're sitting there imagining that, going, you know, that's what I'm imagining, that this could have really worked out for us a little bit better. So I assume that's why that's going on. All right, other things in the news. Other people and why they're there, what they're doing, what the heck's going on. Well, this was strange right here. Inadequate supervision and training have led Seattle police officers to grab weapons such as batons and flashlights too quickly and escalate confrontations when arresting people for minor offenses. Department launched an investigation this past spring following the fatal shooting of a homeless Native American woodcarver. In other reports, uses of force against minority suspects. Pros aim to determine whether police have a pattern or practice of violating civil rights or discriminatory policing, and if so, what they should do to improve it. To improve more of it or less of it? And as many as 20,000 children endured sexual abuse at Dutch Catholic institutions over the past 65 years, and church officials failed to adequately address it or help the victims, according to a long-awaited investigative report released on Friday. The findings detailed some of the most widespread abuse yet linked to the Roman Catholic Church, which has been under fire for years over abuse allegations in Europe, the United States, and elsewhere. Based on a survey of 34,000 people, the report estimated that 1 in 10 Dutch children suffered some form of sexual abuse. The figure that rose to 1 in 5 among children who spent part of their youth in institutions such as a boarding school or a children's home, whether Catholic or not. And then Russian customs agents announced that they have received radioactive material, or metal actually, from the luggage of an Iranian passenger bound for Tehran from one of Moscow's main airports. Not made clear if the substance could be used in any of Iran's controversial nuclear programs. Iran's semi-official news agency confirmed the material had been seized from the luggage of an Iranian passenger in Moscow about a month ago, but denied it was radioactive. I gave it a glowing report.
Always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the bright side of life. Some things in life are bad, they can really make you mad. Other things just make you swear and curse. When you're chewing on life's gristle, don't grumble, give a whistle. This'll help things turn out for the best. Always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the bright side of life. Life's a counterfeit when you look at it. Life's a laughing guess, the joke, it's true. You see, it's all a show. Keep them laughing as you go. Just remember the last laugh is on you.
Always
And look at your bright side. Whatever, the sunny side up is what I'm talking about. All right, let's get together again tomorrow, shall we, Thursday, at noon. And until then, may your trails be happy ones, and don't believe everything you hear here, because...
This is Talk is Cheap. The game is over. The Friends and Neighbors Network.
Game over.
With Bill Benica.
Bye, 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 bye. Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling.